Welcome to the C3 Monday Minutes, where you get the latest Carolina Panthers news and opinions in just a couple of minutes. Carolina opened their season on the road facing the San Francisco 49ers. What would finish in a 23-3 rout of the 49ers had a bumpy start, but revealed a lot about the state of the team and what to expect going forward. The line on this game opened last week with the Panthers as 5.5 favorites, and as game time approached, Carolina moved down to 4.5-point favorites, suggesting many believed San Francisco would keep it close and Carolina may have a rocky opener on the road against a Kyle Shanahan coached team and led by a rusty quarterback who hadn't seen much playing time in the preseason. The beginning of the game justified many of their concerns. Cam Newton and the offense were rusty, the play calling in the first quarter was stale, and the offensive line wasn't really opening any good holes for the running game. Jonathan Stewart looked a little hesitant to turn it upfield, and McCaffrey, who got a ton of looks, tried to dance around a little bit too much instead of turning the ball upfield. The defense was out of sync on its first two drives as well. They let Carlos Hyde run the ball effectively, and San Francisco took some downfield shots that could have been deadly. Aided by a little good fortune, Marquise Goodwin let a bomb slip through his hands after beating James Bradbury on a deep route that could have really put the Panthers behind the eight ball early on. The defense started swarming towards the end of the first quarter, though. A Wes Horton sack forced fumble set up a Cam Newton touchdown to Russell Shepard, his first in a Panther uniform. The defense continued to get after Brian Hoyer. K'Juan Short was a disruptive force in the middle, and Peppers cleaned up the trash with a big hit on Hoyer that should have been a strip sack had the refs not blown a remarkably quick whistle that may have also saved Brian Hoyer's life. An aggressive Kyle Shanahan coach team attempted two fourth down conversions. Carolina's defense stopped both, and the second gave the Panthers the ball at midfield with 42 seconds left in the half. Cam Newton hit Kelvin Benjamin for a 25-yard strike with 10 seconds left. Newton hurried to the line and spiked the ball to set up a 35-yard field goal, giving the Panthers a 13-0 lead. Carolina started firing on all cylinders in the second half. Kurt Coleman delivered big hits, Luke Kuechly had an interception, and Cam started to find his rhythm. It started with an easy screen touchdown pass where Jay Stu acrobatically flipped over a defender into the end zone. After forcing the 49ers to punt from their own 29, Cam would later hit Funchess, then Shepard, and then Russell to move the ball all the way down to the 49ers goal line. After an unsuccessful bootleg run by Cam and then a couple of stops to Stewart carries on the goal line, Carolina was left settling for a short field goal for Graham Gano to go ahead 20-0. The 49ers finally put 3 points on the scoreboard at the end of the third quarter and found a little life after stripping the ball from McCaffrey, but the Panthers' defense didn't let that go far. The defense got stingy with 7 minutes left on the clock as San Francisco desperately tried to get into the end zone. Carolina's pass rush was relentless, forcing Hoyer to miss an open Marquise Goodwin in the corner of the end zone. Thomas Davis stopped Carlos Hyde on the 1 yard line on a fourth down. Working out of their end zone, Carolina began bludgeoning the 49ers with the run, pushing the ball slowly downfield and wearing down the clock. The Panthers cruised to a 23-3 rout in their season opener. Carolina made rookie Christian McCaffrey a key component of the offensive scheme. He had 13 carries for 45 yards, 5 receptions for 38 yards, and returned punts all game. A rusty start from Newton, he started to find his rhythm after some momentum building stops from the defense. The start wasn't pretty, but the finish showed just what Carolina can be this season. A hard-hitting defense with an offense that will get better as the season progresses. Stats on the day, Cam Newton went 14 of 25 for 171 passing yards with 2 touchdowns. Jonathan Stewart carried the ball 18 times for 65 yards. McCaffrey had 13 carries for 47 yards. Shepard had 2 catches for 53 yards. Christian McCaffrey had 5 catches for 38 yards. Carolina was 7 for 13 on third down. The offensive line kept Cam Newton clean. The defense sacked Hoyer 4 times and held the 49ers to 244 yards of total offense, 51 rushing yards, and 193 passing yards. Thomas Davis and Kurt Coleman were the leading tacklers on the day. Graham Gano was 3 for 3 on field goals, 2 for 2 extra points, and had 5 touchbacks. Be sure to tune in to the C3 Carolina Panthers podcast live Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. We want to hear from you and your take on the Panthers' first win and the upcoming home game against the Buffalo Bills. Call 252-228-5098 anytime and leave a voicemail to be aired on the C3 Carolina Panthers podcast. That's 252-228-5098. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep pounding. Subscribe to the C3 Carolina Panthers podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or anywhere you can catch an RSS feed. Check out CarolinaCatChronicles.com for the latest Panthers news and opinions from a fan perspective.
Great cash, homie.